Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter. Sechtes Peya, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. So we've already learned that there is Shikcha by trees. Shikcha by trees can be in two ways. Either you forgot to take off the fruit from the entire tree, or there are parts of the tree you forgot to take off the fruit. In this Mishnah, we're talking about forgetting a tree. He forgot the whole tree. He didn't take off any fruits from that tree. Just like by Tvua. If you didn't cut it, it's Shikcha by a tree too. If you missed it and you didn't take off the fruit, it could be Shikcha. Now let's see our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about olive trees. And our Mishnah is going to tell us about certain olive trees that the halachis of Shikcha don't apply to them. Kol Zayin is any olive tree. Sheyesh lo shem besada. What does it mean, has a shem besada? Everyone says, oh, that tree, wow. Everyone knows of that tree. It has a certain name. Afilo kizayis hanatoifa b'shati. You have to be careful how to attach the words. Because most of the time in Mishnayis, when you say afilo kizayis, you attach even a shear of a kizayis. We're not talking about a shear of a kizayis. We're talking about the zayis, the olive tree. Afilo kizayis, even like an olive tree. Hanatoifa b'shati. You know why it's famous? Oil drips from its olives. Even without squeezing the olives. People call it, that's the natufa, that's the drip tree. It doesn't necessarily mean that it happens every year, but there are times that it has so much oil, it just drips on its own. Ushechachai, and the Bailam forgot to take off. The olives. Zakta Mishnah ain't a shikha, it's not shikha. He can go back and take it off. Because this tree has a name, the drip tree. It's something the owner would have eventually remembered, and memela, it's not called shikha. The Torah says, v'shachachta oimer basada. It has to be the kind of oimer that you would forget and probably never remember. Not this tree. Sooner or later, he's going to say, oi, the dripping tree! I didn't take the olives from it. It's only a matter of time before he's going to remember. It's not likely that he totally forgot about it. Zakt de Mishnah b'me dvar memurim. When do we say this? That there's no shikha by such a tree? Now this Bamei Dvarim Amurim is a little different than most Bamei Dvarim Amurim that we find in Mishnayos. Most of the time, Bamei Dvarim Amurim comes to limit what we just said. Yes, I just told you halacha, but only in certain circumstances. Here, the Mishnah is not doing that at all. The Mishnah is simply explaining. Let me explain to you which type of tree does not have shekha. Zok the Mishnah, it has to be Meforsim Bishmoy. It has a special name. The drip tree. Your mamish don't even have to squeeze the olives. There's so much oil there. It drips on its own. Ubimasav, this tree produces so much. Ubimakaimai. Or everyone knows that tree because it's in a special place in this particular orchard. Now the Mishnah is going to explain all three. Bishmai. What do we mean when we say Bishmai? For example, Shahaya Shivchaini. It's called the dripping tree. Or Vaishani, it's called the embarrassing tree. Embarrassing? So much oil came from this tree, it like embarrassed the other trees. This tree stands out. B'maisav, what does it mean b'maisav? Shoisim harva. It produces lots of olives, more than the norm. Or b'makaimai. For example, shu'oimed b'tzaragas. It happens to be next to the wine press. Or b'tzarapirza, or next to an opening of the fence. So people would say, meet me by the tree, you know the tree next to the wine press? The tree next to the opening by the fence? But, however, Ushar Kolazesim, all the other olive trees, they don't have something very special about them. So here's the halacha. Shnaim, if you forgot to cut two trees, you forgot to take off the olives from them. And for sure, if you forgot one of them, Shikha, you have to leave it for the poor people. Ushloisha, but if you forgot three trees, ain't a Shikha, it's not Shikha. So even if you've got three ordinary trees that don't have any special quality, it's not shikha. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ain shikha l'zaisim." The Batanura explains, Rabbi Yossi is referring to a special time period. Nebuch, after the Churban in Eretz Yisrael, during the days of Hadrianus Caesar, there was a three-year revolt from Bar Kochva against the Romans that almost succeeded. But the Hashgacha was not that way. Even Rabbi Kiva thought that Bar Kochva could be Mashiach. but later he became a Balgaiva. He began to believe in his own powers. Rabbi Akiva then referred to him as Bar Kaziva. It looked like one thing, but Nebuchadnezzar turned into something else. And the Romans put down the rebellion, and they put it down with a lot of force and a lot of destruction. And during that time period, they destroyed all the olive trees, or most of them. Very few were left. So Memela, any olive tree that survived was famous. It wasn't Shaykh Shikha by any Zayas. But Rabbi Yossi is mided during a time that there are plenty of olive trees. Only the ones that stand out would be Patur on Shikha. Incidentally, says the Mishnah, suppose someone has, mamish, an amazing dripping tree. So much oil, they don't even have to squeeze it. But all his trees are that way. So we also say they're Shikha, because in his grove, none of the particular trees stand out. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, any olive tree that has a special reputation. And the Mishnah said it means in one of three ways. It has a special name, like it's called the dripping tree, where everyone knows this tree because it produces so much, or it has a special place. It's the tree near the wine press, or the tree near the opening of the gate. There's no shikha, even if you forgot it. By stam trees, if you forgot one or two, meaning you didn't take the olives off, you have to leave it for the poor. If you forgot three of them, even though they're ordinary trees, it's not shikha. Rabbi Yossi says that during a time of Churban, when there are very, very few olives, there's no shikha for zesim at all, because we know it's so rare that eventually it's going to be remembered, even if you forgot it.